Well, potentially big news yesterday in the fight against COVID-19. Canada's Deputy Chief Public Health Officer, Dr. Howard Ngo, told reporters that the priority groups in Canada should start receiving COVID-19 vaccine doses as early as next year. And a best-case scenario, 3 million Canadians could be vaccinated by early 2021. Premier Andrew Fury joins us live this morning. Good morning, Premier.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fabulous. So you met with the Prime Minister and your provincial counterparts to discuss the latest on potential rolling out of the vaccine. What are the highlights you can tell us for our listeners?
Well, I think, you know, there's some good news coming. I think, as you suggested, we're hoping to see 3 million doses of the vaccine, 3 million people being able to be vaccinated, so 6 million doses of the vaccine in early 2021, starting with a rollout in hopefully January, and then numbers increasing as the production increases, of course, appropriately. I think this is really good news. I don't think that it means that we can stop doing the public health measures that that have worked so well for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians, but this is certainly a positive news towards returning to a vaccinated life and some more certainty in the face of COVID-19.
And Premier, who will be first in line, do you think, to get the vaccine?
Well, this is one of the points of discussion last night on the call with the Prime Minister. Certainly, we would be supportive of coming together and collectively across jurisdictions having a coherent list of triage, if you will, of priority people to get vaccines. And there was some agreement on that, but certainly we'll have continued discussions. There's a general consensus, of course, that the triage would involve the most vulnerable people first, so people in long-term care facilities, the elderly, Indigenous populations, healthcare providers. Those would certainly take priority over younger, healthier people who we know are less impacted by the virus.
And will the rollout trickle at first? I mean, how limited will supplies be in the beginning?
Certainly we'll get a proportion of the, and hopefully, although it wasn't formally decided, hopefully a per capita basis distribution of the vaccine. But this will obviously scale up as the production scales up. So it hasn't been formally approved by the FDA or Canada Health just yet, but we're hoping it will be. And as that does, then these companies will increase their manufacturing rates, and hopefully we'll get more vaccine as their supply chain amps up.
Premier Fury, do you feel confident that those in our province who, you know, will want to have access to this vaccine will be able to get it?
Well, again, I think, you know, there should be some caution that I'm sure many people, many people in the province want it, and they should. But we're going to be rolling this out in a coherent, calm, evidence-based fashion so that the most vulnerable get it first, and recognizing the limited supply. But as the supply becomes more available, then it will become more available to different segments of the population based on a triage approach, which I think is the most prudent and responsible way to balance the benefits of the vaccine with unlocking us from and unlocking the benefits for the economy as well.
Premier Andrew Fury, thank you so much for joining the VOCM Morning Show to discuss what you know, the very latest on the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines.
Thanks so much.